What is... Dax, are you...
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker? On all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all. So we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge! Trucks up 3.9%!
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 45% off select styles and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 45% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It is 2:24. You are listening to the Shaletta Show on News Talk 830 WCCO Radio, your good neighbor station. I am continuing to talk about, to honor, to remember my friend, State Senate Majority Leader Carrie Dietzick. She passed away on Friday, but her legislation, her life, the things that she did for citizens in the great state of Minnesota, we will continue to feel the positive impacts of that. And I'm talking to Eric Escala, longtime political reporter. He is joining me courtesy of the John Schuster Caldwell Banker Hotline. Eric, thank you so much for taking my call and being available to me at the last minute. It's not lost on me that you've got other things to do, so I appreciate your time. But I want to remember Carrie Dietzick. You know, for me, she was a friend, but she was so much more than just a politician.
Well, there are at least two types of political people. There are show horses and workhorses, and she was clearly in the workhorse mode. You know, she was elected, I think, 2013, and then 10 years later, 23, she's been voted by her Democratic colleagues as the Senate Majority Leader. I don't think, Shaletta, she had even chaired a committee before in that 10-year period, but she was so respected by her colleagues, and she was not seen as someone who was going to try to get the spotlight for herself or try to use that as a platform for higher office. And she and Speaker Hortman and the governor charted, you know, whatever you think of what they did, they did a very ambitious set of laws and policies in 2023 and 2024, and she was pivotal in that. And after she was diagnosed with cancer, she didn't come to the Capitol but a couple times, but she did work on strategy and had phone calls and voted remotely, and but a terrific legislator and a hard worker. And she's going to be missed at the Capitol.
And, you know, her legislation and the things that she spearheaded for citizens here in the great state of Minnesota, we haven't even begun to see it all come out. She got legislation that starts on Monday where, you know, there's a law that insurance has to pay for wigs for cancer patients. I mean, and this hasn't even come out yet. It's just coming out on Monday.
Yeah, that starts on January 1st, right? One of the laws she passed after she became ill. You have to think that her family upbringing brought along some of her public service. Her dad, Walt Dedzic, was a Minneapolis police officer, former city council member, and a park board member. And he has passed away, but he instilled in her, I'm sure, a kind of an interest and a passion for public service. And one of the stories about her that people may not know is that she was the subject of a sexual harassment claim she made against Norm Green, who at the time was the owner of the North Stars. She had gone to work for him, and they settled out of court, as I remember. But that was one of the things that happened to her early in her career. She also worked, I think it was scheduling or some sort of office work for Senator Wellstone, and came back and ran for office in northeast Minneapolis there, and, you know, was an easy winner. It's a heavily Democratic district. But I think she'll be seen as a behind-the-scenes leader who, you know, did quite a bit, not flamboyant, kind of nose-to-the-grindstone type. So she may not get, you know, all the accolades of somebody that's a little more flamboyant, but she was very much a force at the Capitol.
And, you know, she did not just do things for people in her district. You know, I was telling Susan Kent, who was on the show earlier, how, you know, when my son was concerned about his younger brothers who have autism and at the time were nonverbal and their interaction with police after Philando Castile died, he wrote a letter to the governor and she got wind of it. And she brought Andrew up to the Capitol and in her office and chatted with him. And 4 years later, she's got autism officer legislation that attaches funding to train police officers about how to interact with people in autism. We live in Cottage Grove. That ain't nowhere near her. This was my first interaction with her. And this is before I'm Shaletta. I'm just a Cottage Grove stay-at-home mom. So she didn't do this because I was somebody. She had no idea who we were. But she saw my son's story and it resonated with her. You know, and I just have to ask, because you knew her a lot longer than me, was this just something that she did? Because she didn't have anything to gain.
Well, she was a public service in the grandest tradition, and I suppose if from that episode, it's the first time I've ever heard of it, and I wonder if that's a great example of her kind of working behind the scenes, not stepping out to take credit, just getting the job done, and looking at herself as a state senator, not just a senator that represents part of Minneapolis. That was the kind of stuff she would do, and I think she really, and as Senate Majority Leader, of course, you are representing the whole state, and it fit into her philosophy, I'm sure. But she wasn't one to take a lot of spotlight. She wasn't one. She pushed others to the fore to get the credit. And but again, just how effective she was as a tactician and as a leader. The Senate was 34 to 33, 34 Democrats, 33 Republicans. And she steered that ship into this very, very ambitious agenda that the Democrats had in 23 and 24. And just speaks again to her ability to bring people together and count the votes. And she did both of those things very, very well.
Okay, you have to tell me, what do you think she would be remembered for the most?
I think the 23-24 two-year session, where this unprecedented progressive agenda was passed on very narrow margins between Democrats and Republicans in the House and Senate, and she was one of the chief architects of that. And I think that will kind of be her legacy. And she did it under, you know, very stressful circumstances with an illness and so forth, and just in the business for the right reasons, I would say.
Yeah, and we are all the better because of it. Eric Escala, former WCCO radio superstar, thank you so much for being on the show and for helping me to remember my friend Carrie Dedzic and to give me a little bit more insight on who she is. Because, again, like you said, she was not one to toot her own horn, which is why I'm going to get her a billboard of some kind. I've got to call the Clear Channel people because you know how I roll. We're going to get Carrie Dedzic a billboard because she was never somebody to toot her own horn. But we should, in the great state of Minnesota, remember her for her legacy and her life and the benefits of her hard work and what she leaves behind. Thank you, Eric, for being on the show. I appreciate
it. Well, that's a righteous cause, Shaletta. Great to be with you, as always.
All right. You all stick around. I'm going to try to see if we cannot get Judy Seeberger on the line to talk about Carrie Dedzic when we come back.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
College holds a mythic place in American culture. But there are stories you won't hear on the campus tours.
The higher-ups are concerned about one thing, and that is avoiding scandal.
I'm Margot Gray. On the new podcast, Campus Files, we cover everything from rigged admissions to the drama of Greek life and student protests. Listen to and follow Campus Files, an Odyssey original podcast. Available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.